You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Last Friday, millions of young people across the world walked out of class and took to the streets in what some are calling the largest climate protest in world history. In San Francisco, they gathered at Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's office and flooded down Market Street, chanting, banging drums, and calling for action. And young people are leading the charge in other ways, too. High schoolers Jeffrey Chen and Alexis Bugs Hodgson believe film is one of the best ways to get environmental messages across. They both are participating in this year's San Francisco Green Film Festival. Alexis's short film won the 2019 Youth Filmmaker Award, and Jeffrey is moderating a Youth Voices panel. They joined KALW's Angela Johnston in studio.
Alexis, tell me a little bit about your film.
My film, it's about basically there's a girl, and she wakes up, and she goes to turn on the radio. And all that she's hearing is about the climate crisis. And no matter where, what channel she switches to, it's always about the climate crisis.
The Arctic ice level was at its third lowest.
Millions of people are dying every year from air pollution.
And when she turns on the TV, all the regular shows are canceled. And the only one that pops up is about the climate crisis. And it kind of just goes into a sequence explaining how the climate crisis is affecting the air quality and how it's affecting the earth.
Part of that, especially turning on the radio and hearing about climate change on the news, is quite real. It's not this imagined future.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to make it? What inspired you?
I really enjoyed making films, and I realized that I could combine something that I really like doing along with something that needs to be, like, spoken about.
Jeffrey, tell me about your involvement with climate change in film.
So I actually, I happened to submit to the same film festival that Alexis submitted to. In 2017, I chose to do my topic on plastic bottles because my city government, we had an initiative where we wanted to have students in the schools in our district purchase less water bottles in order to cut down on plastic pollution. And I made the video for them, and I also saw this wonderful opportunity, so I decided to submit the film.
Yeah, great. We can hear a little clip from that right now.
35 billion bottles are thrown away annually. Consequently, 17 million barrels of oil are estimated to be used per year. I actually went to a recycling facility and took a short tour. That's me, the one wearing the bright yellow outfit, which frankly has much better taste than anything I've ever worn.
So tell me, both of you, when you look back on your life, when was the moment that you first became aware of climate change or global warming?
So about 2 years ago was when I really started to notice, and also becoming a lot more active in, like, the political area. I was mostly hearing about it on the news and, like, from my parents and them just talking about it a lot. And also with the election coming up, that was a big topic within it. And
I think I first became aware in seventh grade. I was new to my school because we just moved from Illinois. And there's this one teacher that I really liked. Her name was Miss Tyler. She taught English and history for us. And she knew that I was still a little shy, so she invited me to join her lunch club, which happened to be the green team or the environmental club in our middle school. And I remember really enjoying being with all these passionate people. And even though I hadn't really, like, cared about environmental science before, I started really caring after being in her club for middle school. But it wasn't really until high school that I started putting film together with environmentalism.
When did you make the connection that it could be impactful to do a film about climate change?
I just think film as a medium in general is one of the most effective ways to give a message across to a specific audience. You could always read about the topic or have someone talk to you about it, but there's no other, I guess, medium that quite shows it, like, quite gives a message like film does. You have someone who's directly talking to you, and you have visuals, and it could be edited in a way that really inspires you to do something about it. And I just think that's something that no other form can really do.
You can edit film in a way where, like, it's quick and catches the attention and keeps the attention of our generation. It's a creative way to kind of spread the word about this topic.
Yeah, I'm curious what you think, how your generation thinks about climate change compared to, say, an older generation, and how, what's the best way to teach somebody in high school or middle school about what's going on compared to maybe what you hear on the news, like what you showed in your film?
Yeah, definitely. I think our generation is definitely more exposed to it just because of social media, so that is another bonus, just because a lot more people are aware of it and realize that it's a real thing that's happening. And one of the biggest things is to make it more of a trend, and people like to hop on the trends.
We know that because of the climate crisis or climate change, there's a good chance that we will live worse lives than the generations before us. And we, of course, think it's extremely unfair because we weren't responsible for the decisions, some of the negative decisions that have impacted our climate. But then we also understand we will experience all the negative effects, and so are the generations that follow us. So I think the reason why we are so motivated or passionate about climate change is that right now, a lot of us are still kids, so we feel like we can't do anything about it, but we're still going to be affected by it. So we have to use our voices in whatever way we can. And a lot of the people I know, they're planning on going into maybe some form of environmental science as a job, but we just hope that it isn't too late to do something about it by the time we can.
How does it make you feel to kind of grow up in a world where all you hear is kind of doom and gloom in that sense, like you're saying?
It's pretty horrible, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it's hard whenever you like listen to the radio and they talk about climate change, or you open an article, because you know that most of the news is going to be bad. So it kind of sometimes it like starts numbing you to be listening to all this news. But you still have to move on and hope that you can do something in the future.
So what gives you hope in those moments of, you know, feeling really horrible about it, like you said?
Like, we'll figure out something to do. Like, each generation has their own crisis, and this is our crisis. And I'm sure we're going to figure out something to do. And even if, like, the effects aren't immediate, it hopefully we'll be able to, like, slow down the process enough where we have more time to do more research.
We just heard from Bay Area filmmakers Alexis Bugs Hodgson and Jeffrey Chen. They spoke with KALW's Angela Johnston. You can see their films at the San Francisco Green Film Festival. It begins today, and it runs until Sunday. Find links to the films and more info about the festival at KALW.org.